Good morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. We're here to start your Thursday morning on a show we like to call and is called Pomp and Circumstance. I'm Charlie.
I'm Rich.
And we're going to be playing some non-classical music after this one is done.
Ooh. Wow, it's the climax.
It's like the classical version of the drop, isn't it?
That's right.
Like, it's like in a dubstep song.
That's right.
You just got the drums coming in.
Yeah,
that's when you know things are getting serious and Edward Elgar is getting into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to be playing sort of more rock style music.
Rock.
Today we do a lot of Americana and show tunes on this one. This is not going to be one of those shows.
Rock. I'm going to get rocky this morning.
Yeah, so what happened, right, was that I was listening to music, like the music app on my phone, not Spotify. I usually listen to Spotify, right?
Right.
But I was listening to the actual music app, which is the music that I have purchased in
the past.
Back in the day when people used to purchase their own music.
So long ago.
And I was realizing, wow, I listen to a lot different stuff now.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like the old stuff that I used to listen to, but it's like your music taste changes so much just based on circumstances.
Oh yeah, of course.
Like when I started listening to Prairie Home Companion, I swung majorly in the direction of Americana. When I got Spotify, it swung away from the rock that I had been listening to.
Right.
To a sort of new wave sound.
Right. We're taking a throwback.
Yeah, it's Throwback Thursday.
That's right. Exactly.
So we're gonna be looking at other stuff that I used to listen to a ton and I still like and still listen to from time to time, but not as much.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna fade that out. So yeah, that's what today's show is gonna be about. And we're going to start it off here with some 90s British alternative music. This is Disco 2000 by Pulp.
Step around. I've seen your frown and it's like looking down the barrel of a gun and it goes off. And how come all these words? Oh, there's a very pleasant side to you, a side I much prefer. It's one verse. Laughs and jokes around. Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got a face on. The one that I can't bear, well, can't we just laugh and joke around? Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on. And yeah, I'm sorry I was late, but I missed the train. Yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on.
That was Marty Boom in the accent, Marty Bum outside of accent, by the Arctic Monkeys off of the album Whatever People Say I Am, I'm Not. That's from 2011. And then going back all the way to 1995, before either of us were born, that was Pulp with Disco 2000 off of the Different Class album. Pulp, perhaps the biggest rock band from Sheffield.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And yeah, so like the Arctic Monkeys, I was telling you this on the break. It's like it was the sort of sound that I was very into.
Yeah.
And then they sort of changed it up a little on the once you got to the AM album, and it got sort of more I don't know how to describe it, but it got sort of slower and grander, and I like their sort of,
yeah, it's like the fluorescent adolescent.
Yeah,
like
we're a
stuff.
Rock band that like plays small clubs. Yeah. And
we did we did a tap dance to an Arctic Monkeys song.
Oh, you did? Which one?
It was Fluorescent Adolescent.
That's a great song.
Da, da, da.
I was considering playing that, honestly, but then I decided against it.
Yeah,
for whatever reason, because I was like, I want to do something less played.
It's very.
That's one of their biggest ones.
Yeah, it's a head banger.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it is a great song.
But we're here for the deep cuts, Pomp and Circumstance.
That's right.
And so that's what we tried to bring you there to an extent. And so we're gonna go along a similar vein musically right now. Here is The Vaccines.
Well, I don't
was Run Right Back from the Black Keys' real harder rock album El Camino from 2012. that was when I got into the Black Keys. Actually, I saw them on Colbert for promoting that album, and I was like, "This is great. Let's listen to the more of this." So I did. Mm-hmm.
I like how you're imitating your like younger self voice.
That wasn't how I sounded. It was more like, "What? That was great. Let's listen to more of this." Well, actually, 5 years ago, maybe not.
Oh, no. How for old me,
was I? Five years ago, I was 14.
Yeah.
It was like mid-drop. There would be some voice cracks in there.
The mid-drop. It's funny. Like, I don't remember myself having a ton of voice cracks.
Oh, I kind of do, but I remember, obviously, your voice dropping is such a big change as a boy becoming a man, you know?
Yeah, it's funny. I just don't remember it. Like, it must have happened, but
you must
don't remember it.
No, the thing that you remember is you must remember the people who were like, "Oh, wow, Rich, wow, you sound so different."
Oh yeah, that happened.
That's
because,
how you
like
know.
If people like weren't around me every day, then they would notice.
It's one of those things where like you don't necessarily remember the sound of your own voice as much as you do other people saying like, "Oh, you sound so different." That's a more noticeable thing.
Well, your voice sounds different in your head than it does like outside.
Well, yeah, which is a cool thing, but also makes it weird often when you have to listen to your own voice.
Yeah, that's why I like hate it for years and years.
Yeah, you have to get used to it.
Yeah.
If you want to listen to your own voice, you can put your headphone volume up and it'll sort of reverberate.
There you go.
In there. Yeah, it's interesting how it does that. But I mean, it makes sense considering your voice is in one specific place and your ears are kind of around.
Exactly, yeah. Like, it's like it has to do with like the resonance in the chamber. I don't know. My voice teacher knows this stuff. I don't know it.
It's interesting though.
Yeah.
And it's a rite of passage.
Exactly.
The moment when you learn that you can actually tolerate the sound of your own voice on recording.
Yeah.
Because there was the longest time when I just had no interest in it. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
A recording of me.
Yeah.
Like in class, if they play a recording.
Oh, you know, yeah. That's awful.
And I would just be cringing away in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
While everyone else listened to my subpar French speaking ability. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it happened to all of us. We're going to go from an American band, which we just played, to a Canadian band. This is a band that I saw on Saturday at a concert. This is Fake Money by The Arkells.
See?
That was Not the Same off of the 2001 album by Ben Folds, Rock in the Suburbs, the first solo album in his career. Before that, Fake Money by Arkells off of High Noon. I love Ben Folds so much, Rich.
You do? I don't know. I don't like, I'm not like huge into like the British, like this like type of music.
Well, Ben
like,
Folds, none of these guys, these last three people I played have not been British.
Yeah, no, it doesn't need to be British, but like this type of music, I just like.
Yeah, no, you're one who just listens mostly to show tunes.
That's true. That's true. Well, that's because that's what's on my like actual iTunes, but like what's on my Spotify is like normal music, like that normal people listen to.
Yeah, you're also like big into like sort of mainstream pop, right?
Yeah, I've been on a jazz swing lately though, and what else? Like I got like a lot of like Ed Sheeran and like.
I can't stand Ed Sheeran.
You can't? Why not?
The music's okay, but it was tainted permanently where there was a one-day span where I heard Thinking Out Loud 8 times in one day.
Sucks.
Not having played it once for myself.
Mm.
It was always, I kept hearing it on the radio literally everywhere.
That's like
I
Drake.
Went.
That's like Drake.
Yeah,
you
no.
just always turn on the radio. It's like, oh, it's...
It's one dance.
To you.
And I got so sick of it, and it tainted it forever.
But like his other stuff, what I like about him is that he has this like acoustic sound, which is lacking from so many of the other artists I listen to. That like I really like him, and like the same thing with like Justin Bieber's Boyfriend acoustic album.
Mm-hmm.
I really love it because it's not like his like. Like douchey, like sound. You know what
well,
I mean.
Well, you know what? We'll do some acoustic stuff later in the show,
cool.
Or acoustic, like sort of that fits another genre. But first, you have a PSA.
Oh yeah, I have to do this. So I was really lazy today, so I just chose the first one in the book.
Very nice.
Yeah. So here we go. If you have, why not cover your computer camera? Very important. If you have a computer with a webcam, and you don't use it. Why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. It's a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Amazing.
Yeah. So
good.
Yeah, I have one of those cameras and it's not covered up, so...
Yeah, mine is not covered up here. But, like, you know what? If you want to watch what I'm doing enough that you hack into my phone, just honestly go for it.
Yeah.
Like, you do you.
Yeah. Besides, if I ever Skype someone, it's annoying.
Yeah.
Because then you have all this... And then you have, like, if you ever decide to take it off... Just like residue, that like duct tape residue.
Also, right, you end up looking very paranoid.
Yeah, you do.
You're like, oh, I don't. Please, government, stop looking into all of my life. Because the way I think about it, people don't want to look at what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And if they do, sure,
like,
I'm flattered by
it.
That.
Go
it's
for
like,
it.
It makes me feel like I'm
popular.
I'm popular.
That's
I'm
right.
Famous.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, so, like, I don't think anyone has that interest in me, but if they do, like, fine.
Yeah.
But I'm one of those people who, like, not huge into privacy.
Yeah.
In the sense of I'm a millennial with a Facebook account, and a Facebook account where I'll friend people who just randomly,
like,
friend request me, as long as they don't look like spam or extremely creepy.
That's right.
So, like...
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. I like for me, it's one of those things where I think that there has to be a certain level. Like I don't want people getting my passwords and stuff. That would be bad.
Yeah, I get that.
But like whatever. I don't care. Like if you want to see me, you can or track my phone. Whatever, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing. Privacy doesn't exist in the 21st century.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah. That's just how, it's just the world we're living in.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's play some acoustic rock.
Do it.
This is the guy that I saw headlining, that show that I saw the Arkells at on Saturday, mm-hmm. Frank Turner, with a song off of his first big album from 2009, Love, Iron Song. This is Long Live the Queen.
Alex was lying in the hospital. She'd been pretty sick for about half a year, but it seemed like this time the end was drawing near. So dropped my plans and jumped the next London train. I found her laid up and in a lot of pain. Her eyes met mine and then I understood that a weather forecast wasn't looking too good. So sad as funny stories for a little while. Tried to raise a mood and tried to raise a smile, but she silenced all my ramblings with the shake of her head. Drew me close to listen, this is what she said now. Sick of all the hospital food, of doctors, distant relatives draining her blood. She said, I know I'm dying, but I'm not finished just yet. Yeah, I'm dying for a drink and for a cigarette. So we hatched a plan to book ourselves a cheap hotel, the center of the city, and to raise some hell, lay waste to all the clubs. And then when everyone else is lonely sleep, then we'll know we're good and done. Up, she said that Lex had gone asleep and wasn't waking up. And even though I knew that there was nothing to be done, I felt bad for not being there. And now, well, she was gone. So tried to think what Lex would want me to do at times like this when I was feeling blue. So gathered up some friends to spread the sad, sad news. And we headed to the city for a drink or two. And we sang, we another day. It's just now we have to dance for one more of us. So stop looking so damn depressed. Sing with all our hearts. Long live the Queen.
That's Entertainment, and that was from The Jam off of their 1980 album Sound Effects, preceded by London Calling, the album from The Clash, with the song I'm Not Down. That's from 1972, and before that, Long Live the Queen, Love Iron Song, Frank Turner, 2008. London Calling was actually like the first real album that I got on CD. I got given it as a gift.
Wow.
I was slightly too young, but it kind of shaped everything from there.
Yeah, the CD. Man, I got a hard heavy metal rock CD once.
By whom?
The Lost Prophets. Oh, man. So guess how the first song started?
Just screaming?
Yes. That was it. It was out. I can't scream this early in the morning because
strange,
but it was a time. What an album.
Did you enjoy it?
And no, it was awful, but it was fun. Oh man, what a time. I was glad I listened to it though. It was sort of an experience.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's just proceed.
You have nothing to say to my that.
No, I just want to get away from the idea of heavy metal as fast as I can. So we'll do that by listening to my favorite band, and a band that I didn't listen to necessarily as much as I used to when I used to listen to them literally all the time. But my phone is still loaded with, I think, 5 of their albums. This is Squeeze off of their Argy Bargy album.
Muscles. two new evenings. Pack your bags, babe, and we're leaving. Don't you say no, 'cause I know that you want to go. Oh, believe me, out west, babe, out west with the rest. We'll go fast and we'll go faster yet. Don't you worry, I've been there before. And so is everybody else,
everybody else,
everybody else,
everybody,
everybody's doing it. Some mark on your skin, something that you like, some phrase or a symbol that might better say who you were at that time in your life. Everybody else,
everybody,
everybody's doing it.
And if you wanna do the popular thing, oh, 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 well, then follow away. But if you wanna find something unique, oh, 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 you can't look that way. 'Cause if you give it any more than a peek, oh, well, you will have changed.
'Cause everybody else,
everybody else,
everybody else,
everybody,
everybody's doing it. So have a kiss, babe, one little kiss. Everybody's doing it.
In the valley of your heart, the sun it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I have seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. But I will hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck. And I'll find strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name as it's called again. Time. You take what is yours and I'll take mine. Now let me at the truth which will refresh my broken mind. So tie me to a post and
of your cave, walking on your hands, and see the world hanging upside down. You can understand dependence when you know the maker's land. So make your sirens call and sing all you want. I will not hear what you have to say, 'cause I need freedom now, and I need to know how to live my life as it's meant to be.
That was Mumford & Sons off of their, I think it's called Sign No More, that album. Yeah, their Sign No More album with The Cave, which is about Plato's allegory of the cave, which is fun.
Wow, I did not know that. I just like this song.
That's why it's like, come out of the cave, walking on your hands. It's like, and you're seeing something new for the first time. I love the allegory of cave from Plato's Republic.
That was so academic. Wow.
Oh, it's Plato's Republic is actually very good. You would think it's a hard read, but it's actually pretty simple to read. And then some of the ideas get more convoluted as you go into it. I had to read it all for a class last semester. But yeah, I was that before that was Jukebox the Ghost with the popular thing off of the album Everything Under the Sun. It's kind of a more upbeat pop punk.
Yeah.
No, pop rock sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, again, was Squeeze with Pulling Muscles from the Shell. Mumford & Sons was a band that I really got into sophomore year of high school. And then by junior year of high school, I was like, this is too mainstream now. Let's stop.
You're so cool. You try to stay out of the mainstream.
Yeah, clearly.
I do not. Yeah,
I really should listen to them more because they're good. My brother's getting very into Mumford & Sons right now.
Yeah, like that I really sort of liked them a couple years ago.
Mumford & Sons are like Bob Dylan in that there was a point at which they went electric. Yeah. That's where the comparisons, I would stop them because otherwise they're completely different. But
right.
Both of them had a big shift to electric, which was fairly controversial at the time. Oh, that's not supposed to have been playing.
Mm.
You know what I don't get?
What?
How on the automation thing?
Yeah.
Or they have music that is explicit.
Oh.
And we can't play explicit music on the radio.
Right, you can't. Right.
That's affected a lot of my choices today. Like Ben Folds, there was so much I wish I could play, but they all.
It must be hard to play rap.
Yeah, it is really hard to play rap. That's why the best things are when rap albums have two versions and one of them is a clean version.
Yeah.
Like Tribe Called Quest does that, and we played a Rakim a few weeks ago, and that did that. But yeah, we're all out of time for this week of Pop and Circumstance, so we're going to go out with yet another Frank Turner tune because I'm in a big kick after seeing this concert, and he was great in concert. If you ever get the chance to go to him live, do it. And check him out as well, because there are a lot more of his stuff that has explicit lyrics that I can't play. So we're going to stick with some clean, early Frank Turner to wind us out. We'll see you next week. It's Rich and Charlie, Pop and Circumstance, excuse me. This is Substitute.
Peace.
The first girl that I fell for was a fair and faithful fighter. She smoldered with a will to save the world. I did my best to help her, yet I stood shoulder to shoulder on the front lines with my visionary girl. I wish that she had cared for me, but in the end her ideologies occupied the fortress of her heart. I wrote her 15 songs, but still we had to